This is the Torah, day by day, every day, word by word, verse by verse. Parasha Bamidbar, in the desert. Studying through the book of Numbers, chapter 3 today, verse 14. Adonai said to Moshe, in the Sinai desert, take a census of the tribe of Levi, by clans and families. Count every male a month old or over. We continue to have censuses taken, numbering of the tribes, now the tribe of Levi or Levi. Tribes set apart, the care of God's house, the tabernacle. Spiritual caretakers. So instead of men suited for military service, 20 or over, these are to be counted from 1 month old or over, from infancy. Rashi commented on this and said, quote, when he is no longer in the category of possible premature birth, he is counted among those called the keepers of the holy charge. Rabbi Judah, the son of Rabbi Shalom, said, that tribe is accustomed to being counted from the womb. Like a calling to the work of God comes from the womb. The Levites are set apart from the womb. They already have their marching orders, so to speak. Keepers of the holy charge from the womb. Verse 16, Moshe counted them in the manner Adonai had said, as he had been ordered. Now this phrase, in the manner, can mean according to God's word, how God told him to do it. So it is believed that God was doing the counting. From the ancient Midrash, Numbers Rabbah, it says, Moses said to the Holy One, blessed is he, how can I enter their tents to know the number of their sucklings? The Holy One, blessed is he, replied to him, you do yours, and I will do mine. Moses went and stood at the entrance to the tent, and the divine presence preceded him. A heavenly voice then emanated from the tent, saying, there are this many babies in this tent. And that is why it says, according to God's word. God doing the counting, giving the number to Moses at the entrance to the family's tent. Verse 17, the names of the sons of Levi were Gershon, Kahat, and Merari. The names of the sons of Gershon were Livni and Shimei. They fathered their respective clans. Likewise, the sons of Kahat, Amram, Yitzhar, Hebron, and Uziel, and the sons of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi. These fathered the clans of the Levi'im, the Levites. Gershon fathered the clans of Livni and Shimei. These were the Gershon clans. Of them, 7,500 males a month old and over were counted. The Gershon clans went to camp behind the tabernacle toward the west. The chief of the Gershon clan was Eliasaph, the son of Lael. In connection with the tent of meeting, the descendants of Gershon were to be in charge of the following: the tabernacle itself, its inner and outer coverings, the screen for the entrance to the tent of meeting, the curtains surrounding the courtyard, the screen for the entrance of the courtyard surrounding the tabernacle and the altar, all the fixtures and ropes for these items and their maintenance. Kahat fathered the clans of Amram, Yitzhar, Hebron, and Uziel. These were the Kahat clans. Of them, 8,600 males a month old and over were counted. They were in charge of the holy place. So we continue to have many details here. We see from the beginnings of the history of the Jewish people that they are very ordered, and God is instructing them to keep order, to keep account, to keep track of numbers and details. Obviously, we have Jewish people in professions that are very detailed. Chemists, doctors, lawyers, accountants. This is part of the history, counting, the numbering, the ordering. It also tells us that this was a legitimate population, not some legendary mythical group, but the specific numbers give validity to the existence of the Jewish people in the wilderness, that there are specific numbers involved, specific names and families. Verse 29, the Kahat clans were to camp next to the tabernacle toward the south. The chief of the Kahat clan was Elitzaphan, the son of Uziel. Now there is a little side note concerning Elitzaphan. An ancient midrash taught that Korah took issue with Moses in Numbers 16 because Moses had appointed Elitzaphan, the son of Uziel, as prince of the Kohathites, and Korah was son of Uziel's older brother Izhar, and thus had a claim to leadership prior to Elitzaphan. We'll see later that Korah will lead a rebellion against Moses in the book of Numbers. So we see maybe the roots of it here with the appointment of this other relative of Kahat instead of Korah, Elitzaphan. Verse 31, they were responsible for the ark, the table, the menorah, the altars, the utensils the Kohanim use when they serve in the holy place, the curtain, and everything involved with the maintenance of these things, the maintenance men. So it was a holy vocation, being the maintenance man in the house of God. A holy calling from the womb, not to be taken lightly. Eleazar, verse 32, the son of Aaron the Kohen, was first among the chiefs of the Levi'im and supervised those in charge of the holy place. Merari fathered the clans of Mahli and Mushi. These were the Merari clans. Of them, 6,200 males a month old and over were counted. The chief of the Merari clan was Tsuriel, the son of Avichael. They were to camp next to the tabernacle toward the north. The Merari clans were assigned responsibility for the frames of the tabernacle, along with its crossbars, posts, sockets, and fittings, together with their maintenance. Again, it should be pointed out that the Levites today might be considered maintenance men who work in the house of God, but it was not to be considered unspiritual. They had a special calling from God, from the womb, to be his maintenance men. We must be careful not to elevate people who work in the Lord's house. They were just maintenance men, the original Levites. How important it is for men who do perform that kind of vocation, serving God, that they never lose sight of the fact that they are just maintenance men. We drop down to verse 39. The total number of Levites whom Moshe and Aaron counted by their clans, all the males a month old and over, was 22,000. This is Torah 101 Daily.